An archaeological dig underway at the moment just outside Norwich is the subject of today's second feature. The excavation could reveal new answers about Norfolk's enigmatic wood henge. The feature is read by Lynette Edwards.
It's one of the most significant prehistoric sites ever discovered in Norfolk, but you could be forgiven for driving past it without a glance. Tucked incongruously behind a looming pylon in a field pockmarked with rabbit holes is a site which would have once been gazed upon with awe by our Neolithic and Bronze Age ancestors. This was where the Arming Hall henge once stood. High on top of an escarpment, looking down on the valley below, was a monumental arrangement, including 8 wooden posts, potentially up to 10 metres high, mature tree trunks. And archaeologists hope new excavations of the site will provide fresh answers about this enigmatic landscape, including the most accurate dating yet as to how old it is. The site was first identified from the air by Wing Commander Gilbert Insull, VC, in 1929, who spotted 2 concentric dark rings and a central horseshoe pattern in the field, not far from Trowse and Lakenham. A couple of years earlier, Insull had spotted Woodhenge, a timber circle monument 2 miles northeast of Stonehenge, the most famous of all henges. In 1935, the Arming Hall site was excavated by Sir John Graham Clark. His dig established that the circular rings were actually 2 ditches, with the soil between them heaped up to form a bank between them, and the horseshoe pattern in the centre was where the huge wooden henge stood. Some 25 years later, after those excavations, through one of the earliest uses of the then nascent technology of carbon dating, tests of charcoal found in the holes where the posts had been suggested a date of between 3,575 to 2,700 BC. But new excavations, which are being led by the Centre for Archaeology and Heritage at the University of East Anglia's Sainsbury Institute, could give a much more precise date for the site. And they could shed further light on the phasing of construction of the site and its environmental setting. Project Director Dr. Andy Hutchison from the Sainsbury Institute said the dig, which includes support from some 40 volunteers, is re-excavating the trenches dug in 1935. He said we're doing that for a reason, because that will give us a good view of the whole site. And one of the things we're looking to do is to refine the date that we have for the site. These days we can use accelerated mass spectrometry dating of the charcoal we've found to give a much more accurate date, with a range of plus or minus 10 years. Dr. Hutchison said excavation of ditches and analysis of material within them, including grains and seeds, could also reveal information about the phasing of the monument and which sections were built first. Holes dug further away from the henge have revealed that the slope to the monument, now a gently rolling hill, would have been much steeper, making the site look much more spectacular. Dr. Hutchison said the henge's location on one of the higher points of the area was significant and was part of a wider monumental ceremonial landscape. 2 barrows were destroyed when a large electricity substation was built to the north of the site in the 1950s, while there are further barrows in a nearby field. And not far away to the southwest, there is what is believed to be another henge at Markshall. Dr. Hutchison said it was clearly a significant site. He said it's on an escarpment and would have looked down on the confluence of the Tass and Yar rivers. And the entrance to the henge would have looked towards Chapel Hill, which is about 1 kilometre away. During the winter solstice, the sun would have gone down that side of the hill and would have set into the river. That seems significant. The excavations, part of the wider, later prehistoric Norfolk project, have been supported by a range of archaeologists and is grantaided by the Society of Antiquaries in London and the Norfolk and Norwich Archaeological Society. Some 40 volunteers have been helping with the excavations, including from the Matthew Project and the Restoration Trust. The excavations have been going on for 2 weeks, with another week to go.